Thanks, Anne. Thanks for such a clear and interesting presentation on the essential skills. Now, let me introduce our next speaker, Bruce Wallace. Bruce is head researcher at EDUCORE Limited, and Bruce is going to tell us about the 10 myths of essential skills.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Is this on? You hear me in the back? Yeah, good. Okay, thanks. So first, I want to thank the Speakers Committee of the Business Education Association for inviting me to speak at your wonderfully organized AGM. It's both an honor and a pleasure, and thanks to Anne Blair-Jones for starting this discussion so ably. Before I begin today, however, I'd like to explain a bit about how I want to organize this presentation. Because this is a very particular audience, if I can say that, with very strong expertise on the topic, I really want to have the opportunity to hear from you. I hope this can be kind of a two-way exchange. So I will start with a few of the 10 myths from Essential Skills. And then I'd like to break for about 10 minutes, let's say, for questions and comments from the audience. Then, after we've had a general discussion, I will continue with the remaining myths. Does this sound reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. So, like Anne, I've wanted the education community to address the needs of the business community. And I think this is beginning to happen. However, and there's always a however, in this, I'm concerned that by focusing on these 9 skill areas, we are inadvertently fostering erroneous assumptions in the mind of both employers and employees. So what I'd like to do today is dispel some of these assumptions, what I'm calling myths about essential skills. So what are these so-called myths that we shouldn't believe? So myth number one says that you either have an essential skill or you don't. So essential skills do not really have on-off buttons. It's not as if, like as with any learning, that you suddenly have something or you're totally lacking it. Most of us have at least rudimentary skills, and really we can arrange these skills in complexity from 1 to 5, and 5 being the most complex. Myth number 2 said that employers don't have to worry about essential skills if their employees are already functioning well. Again, a myth because technologies change. So a skill set that worked 5 years ago may not really be the skill set that employees need now. And in the global knowledge-based economy, skills are really our competitive advantage. And so we need to be constantly updating those skills. And companies that invest in those skills will have an advantage in the global marketplace. Myth number 3 blames immigrants for not having basic skills. Well, a fact is that research shows that 55% of new immigrants to Canada in 2001 were skilled workers. So we're not talking about an unwashed mass coming from disadvantaged countries and coming with no skills. And in fact, by 2011, immigrants are going to be our major source of new employees. Myth number 4. Myth number 4 is a bit of a more difficult one to talk about, but it basically says that if you can hide it, the lack of an essential skill will not affect your life. But essential skills affect every area of our life. And people who are putting a lot of energy into hiding the fact that they don't have an essential skill are really disadvantaging themselves and disadvantaging the company that they are working for. And these skills are not only applied in work situations. They cover all areas of our lives, because it's not like we suddenly stop reading or stop thinking or stop reasoning as we step out of our work life and into our private life. Now, I think that I've probably covered quite a bit of ground there, and I would really like at this point to get some input from the rest of you. Have you encountered these myths in your professional practice? I'd love to hear some examples. I'll start with the woman in the green jacket at the back there on the left, and then we'll hear from the gentleman at the back table. Please make sure that you speak loudly so that everyone can hear.